meditation. Yeah, I think one of the things to begin with is that, because sometimes it doesn't, you know, every time you're sick doesn't mean you're going to die. So that, but there's still a you know, sense of the advice that the Buddha gave. So a sick person endowed with five qualities is easy to tend to. So he does what is amenable to his cure. He knows the proper amount of things amenable to his cure. He takes his medicine. He tells his symptoms as they actually are present to the nurse desiring his welfare, saying that they are worse when they are worse, improving when they are improving, or remaining the same when they are remaining the same. And he is the type who can endure bodily feelings that are painful, fear, sharp, racking, repellent, disagreeable, life-threatening. A sick person endowed with these five qualities is easy to tend to. So that's a nice... And then in the same instructions that the Buddha gives, speaking about a nurse, somebody who's nursing the sick. A nurse endowed with five qualities is fit to tend to the sick. He is competent at mixing medicine, knows what is amenable or unamenable to the patient's cure, taking away things that are unamenable and bringing things that are amenable. Is motivated by thoughts of goodwill, not by material gain. Does not get disgusted at cleaning up excrement, urine, saliva, or vomit. And is competent at instructing, urging, rousing, encouraging the sick person at the proper occasions with tapandana. The nurse endowed with these five qualities is fit to tend to the sick. Those are lovely reflections on that area.
Ajahn, where does that passage come from?
Comes from the Mahavaka, which is the Vinaya text. There's a text on the discipline of the training, the rules of training for a monk. So the we've got lots of rules, and there's lots of occasions where the Buddha gives advice on different things. And so here's one where he would have laid down a rule about something, and then he would talk about the circumstance in ways that would encourage people.